This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they are here to help you today. Joining us this week, CJ Klaus and Kyle Kite from Klaus Financial. How you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
Doing excellent. Kyle, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing real well. Great to talk with both of you. Don't forget about the website, klausfinancial.com, klaasfinancial.com. You can learn plenty about Klaus Financial from the website. Also, you can sign up for the newsletter there as well. Their telephone number here in Madison, 442-5637. Again, that's 442-5637. And do not forget, coming up a little bit later on in the program, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on in the program. I will give you a little bit of a pro tip. Just listen closely. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. Let's start off by talking about your financial team and that assembly of that financial team. And, of course, where you guys come into play. Let's talk a little bit about what Klaus Financial does there.
Yeah, so we've talked about this at various times on the show, and we liken it to the medical community. We've likened it to a lot of different professions. But basically, it's this notion of kind of coordination of what your financial professionals are doing on your behalf. And so, you know, if you've ever gone to the doctor and you have one specialist who refers you to another specialist to another one, you can understand how frustrating it can become, because these people are incredibly brilliant, but the lack of coordination can be frustrating. And so similarly, in the financial world, whether it be your insurance agent, your estate planning attorney, your banker, the lack of coordination between those professionals when it comes to simple things like refinancing your mortgage, or when it comes to purchasing a business, or when it comes to how much insurance do I need, all of these kind of simple life's questions that come up become very frustrating because of the lack of coordination. So our argument has been for many, many years now that people need a financial quarterback or a financial coach to help that coordination of those financial affairs on their behalf. So that is one of the roles that we play as financial advisors on behalf of our clients.
Let's talk a little bit about that when that importance of consideration when it comes to selecting and working with somebody.
Yeah, so it's really important that when you're trying to find a financial quarterback, that you make sure they're actually licensed and incentivized to play that role. Mm-hmm. So many people will say, "Hey, I'm a financial advisor," or "I'm a financial coach," and it turns out they're really an insurance agent, right? Mm-hmm. Just selling insurance. And by the way, I'm not trying to talk down about the insurance industry. I'm just saying calling yourself a financial advisor when you really don't have the credentials to do so is a dangerous thing. So what you're really looking for is a fee-based or fee-for-service advisor who acts as a fiduciary on your behalf. That is the critical piece. And then make sure they have enough knowledge base to at least speak into some of these different industries.
CJ Klaus and Kyle Kite joining us this week from Klaus Financial. If you have a question for CJ or Kyle, they'd love to answer it for you right now. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. One more time, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can also find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Let's talk about some of the things to consider before you retire. The first one is a biggie, which is health insurance coverage and where you are getting that from. Now, obviously, there are some options as you get a little older, but initially in retirement, there's a lot of questions about where's this going to come from.
That's correct. So as Kyle and I can attest, this is probably the number one thing that keeps people working a little bit longer, right? There might be those who are 62, 63, mm-hmm. so they're eligible for Social Security, but they're not yet Medicare eligible, which for those who don't know is age 65. And so it's very common for at least one spouse to remain working until age 65 for this very reason, because getting to Medicare eligibility is a big deal for many, many people. Now, with that being said, some employers have offered retirement packages that'll carry health insurance until Medicare. Other people are part of state or government systems that'll offer health insurance until Medicare eligibility. But for your average private employee, when they get severed from employment by choice or by force, mm-hmm. they have kind of two options. Number one is to stay on COBRA. COBRA is this 18-month extension of your group health insurance plan that's mandated by the government. So you can go into COBRA for 18 months, or you can go onto the Affordable Care Act or the exchange-based systems of health insurance, which is kind of an individual health insurance plan. And where this becomes tricky is that those premiums on average are more than $300 a month. Let me repeat that. On average are over $300 a month. And that's not even getting to what the deductibles are, right? That's just purely premium. And by the way, it all has to do with subsidies when you go into the Affordable Care Act. So I had a client who had worked pretty well and had a nice pension and Social Security, and his total income was about 80 grand a year. And it was just him, no spouse. And so he didn't qualify for subsidies. So he was paying $825 a month for the Affordable Care Act health insurance. So again, average is just over $300 a month if you're pre-65. But then when you are 65, Medicare kicks in, and we'll talk more about that here in a minute.
If you have any questions, telephone number 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can ask our retirement professionals from Kloss Financial your questions. They'd love to answer them for you right now. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. That is all one word. The telephone number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. A little bit later in the program, we'll have our Kloss Quiz question of the week. This week, got a $25 gift card for Macy's. We're going to talk a little bit more about those things to consider before you retire. A big one, if you're a listener to Dave Ramsey here on 1310 WIBA, is the D word, debt. What is good? Is it okay? We'll find out from Kyle and CJ next here on 1310 WIBA in Money in Motion.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, you can give us a call right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. CJ Kloss and Kyle Kite joining us this week. Don't forget their telephone number at Kloss Financial's office here in Madison, 442-5637. Again, that's 442-5637. You can also find Kloss Financial online at klossfinancial.com. Talking about some of the items to consider before you retire, talked a little bit about insurance, which is a biggie. Another one is, as I'm nearing retirement or once the date I plan to retire, should I have any debt? Is there any debt that's okay? And that's a biggie for a lot of people is, for example, you start talking about mortgage. Should I pay my mortgage off? Is there an answer to that, and what's ideal? I'm going to guess zero is ideal, but it's not always possible.
Yeah, that's a great question, Sean. Like you said, zero is ideal, but we understand that that's not completely attainable for some people when they head into retirement. So if it's not zero, then we want to make sure that we have the right kinds of debts and we have the right plan to get these taken care of as soon as possible. So some examples of some good debt, if you will, are mortgages. Obviously, it's your home, but not all mortgages are great. I mean, have we refinanced it in the last 15 years here since interest rates have fallen? Because I know back some people may still be paying 6 or 7% on their mortgage, which with where interest rates are right now, you're probably going to be able to find a better rate than that. So mortgages aren't necessarily bad debt. Another one is student loans that we talk about. A lot of our clients, help their kids with school or they, co-sign on a student loan. So we always want to be aware of that and what type of interest rates those are going at. And then also auto loans, obviously, again, with interest rates so low, some people, go ahead and buy that new car because I like to call them a necessary evil in the Midwest. I mean, we don't have the greatest public transportation out here, so most people need a car. But with interest rates so low right now, it may make sense, to finance a 0% or something like that versus digging into a retirement account or if that's, a big chunk of your cash savings account that you have to pay cash for a car, that may not make sense either. So we just want to have a plan to pay it off if we do have it and make sure that we have the right kinds of debt. Again, no credit card debt. That would be obviously 1A. That's the biggest thing that we look for is how we're getting that taken care of because those interest rates are almost never good. If they are good, it's only for a short period of time. So we want to make sure those are taken care of.
And you mentioned two things like mortgages with, some of the lower debt. And I think sometimes, and I think this is where, meeting with you guys at Kloss Financial and a financial planner comes into play is, okay, how is money better spent? Is it better with these low interest rates to rapidly pay down my mortgages and try and get it to zero on retirement day, or would it be more advantageous to invest this money and save that way? And, people start having those type of questions about which is better for my timeline. And it's always nice to have somebody there to say, here's kind of how the numbers look. let's go with this.
Right. Well, that's the tricky part about these radio shows, right, is we kind of talk about the ideal.
Yeah.
And people get lost in the subtleties. And that's life, by the way. That's like when you listen to a medical professional on TV and you go, oh, that sounds simple. And then you look at your case and you've got all these subtleties to it. So same thing here. What I'll encourage you is ultimately we're trying to give our listeners tips, things to look at, things to focus on. But at the end of the day, most of you at some point in your retirement career, as you head towards retirement or in retirement, are going to eventually need to sit down and ask some of these hard-hitting questions. Because you're exactly right, Sean. Okay, so I am getting near retirement. Does that mean that I sock every last dollar I can towards getting rid of that mortgage? You know, all the meanwhile, losing out on a match in my 401k. And by the way, the answer to that question is no, that's not what we're saying, right?
Yeah.
But those are the subtleties that you've got to kind of bridge that gap to not only focus on debt elimination or reduction, but also on the other. By the way, let's just hit one big myth out there. A lot of times people go, CJ, you and Kyle don't get the numbers. You don't understand that I've been getting a 6% rate of return on my investments and my mortgage is at 2. Why am I going to pay off my mortgage? Folks, we align with Dave Ramsey on this. This has to do with lifestyle, lifestyle, lifestyle. Unfortunately, people don't actually take the difference between the 2 and the 6 and invest it. They actually spend that money. Not only do they spend that money, they spend double that money, so they're backwards. So our point in this is life is not as complicated as we make it. Where it gets complicated is when we start to believe that we can somehow bridge this gap, have tons of debt heading into retirement, and still have a safe and secure retirement. Keep it simple. Try to have debt gone or very low when you retire.
CJ Kloss and Kyle Kite joining us this week from Kloss Financial. Don't forget the website, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you'd like to get to know the folks from Kloss Financial, they'd like to get to know you. And again, that first meeting doesn't cost you a penny. The phone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. As we're talking about some of the items to be considering before you retire, a big question is always liquidity, having cash on hand. I almost feel like I want to go back to Dave Ramsey, but he always talks about the nest egg and having the money in savings. That can be a tough balance as well, as you want to have enough, but at the same time, if you're just sitting there with cash, it's not doing anything.
Correct. Yeah, so we believe in like a 6 or 9 month emergency reserve. Mm-hmm. There can be, again, differences in that based upon each person's particular circumstance, like if they have a business, something like that. But for the average American that does a W-2 job, having 6 months of an emergency reserve would be a good idea. So people go, well, what do you mean? Well, if it takes you, you know, $3,000 a month to run your lifestyle, that means you need to have $18,000 in a savings account. So that if something happens to your job and you no longer have that $3,000 a month coming in, you can live for 6 months without hitting the panic button.
It feels like this is one of those, if there were like a personality test and you could look, and obviously financially, you guys, I'd say that, you guys see a lot and get, obviously people's personality plays into this, but this seems like one that, are you a person that's very carefree, typically don't have quite as much in liquidity, whereas if you're one of these people that's maybe a worrywart, we all know this. I'm married to one. Great people. But they tend to really squirrel as much money away and say, oh, but I never know. It's always nice to have somebody there to say, all right, let's see what you really need.
Yeah, balance, right? Yes. We hear this word all the time, balance. So, you know, that's the way we feel about all of this when it comes to should I save, should I pay down debt, how much of an emergency reserve should I have? You know, this one word comes out, which is balance. You need to balance all of those things. But that's, again, where the subtleties come in and why sitting down with an advisor for some people at some point will be a good idea.
321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. CJ Kloss and Kyle Kite joining us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number because coming up in the next segment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll also take more of your phone calls next as every day. I almost called you guys the Everyday Outdoor Living folks. We are doing Money in Motion. We're not talking gardens. We're talking retirement. A Money in Motion with Kloss Financial here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. This is Money in Motion, brought to you by Kloss Financial. Kyle Kite and CJ Kloss joining us this week. If you have a question, they'd love to answer it for you. Don't forget as well the website, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. Joining us now is John. John, welcome to Money in Motion. You're on with CJ and Kyle from Kloss Financial.
Hey, good morning. I got a question for you. I turned 70 in May of this year. I'm still working. But about the RMD, when do I have to take it out? You know, do I have to do it this year? How much do I have to take out? I've got like two or three different retirement accounts.
Yeah, great question, John. Wow, I hope everybody's listening closely, because actually, John, the answer to this is going to be somewhat complex. So if you turned 70 in May, that means you're going to turn 70 and a half this year. Or I'm sorry, you are turning 70 and a half in November, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So that means that you will have a required minimum distribution for the year of 2016. But in the first year in which you turn 70 and a half, the IRS kind of gives you a pass. They let you, you don't have to pull it out this year. You can do like a double payment next year if you wanted to. Now, in my humble opinion, I think that's a bad idea, because now you're bringing all of the RMD into one tax year. I like, personally, most of the time people doing it in the year in which they turn 70 and a half, and then again the year thereafter. But again, your personal circumstances need to be taken into consideration. So the requirement is that you have to have both this year and next year pulled out by next year. Does that make sense, John?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And then you had asked a question about, I have multiple retirement accounts, which is the extra layer of complexity. The IRS doesn't care if you pull all of the RMD out of one of those three IRAs, let's say. You don't have to pull it out like equally from each one or on a prorated basis. They really don't care. They just want to make sure that of all of your pre-tax monies, if it's made up of one account or five accounts, that you're pulling out enough to meet the required distribution, which... it's somewhere around 3.5% when you turn 70 and a half, John, but you can look at a table online to figure out exactly what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
John, fantastic question. And real quick, John mentioned he's still working. That doesn't change anything?
If you're, great point. My goodness, how sharp, Sean.
You guys have trained me well.
I know. So, John, if you're still listening, if one of those pre-tax retirement accounts is an active 401k, meaning you're still working and are eligible to make contributions, that pre-tax 401k plan is not part of the RMD calculation. It's only those assets that have been rolled over to an IRA.
Fantastic.
Or an old 401k.
Great question, John. Don't forget, if you have a question, give us a call right now, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. The telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll have the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Don't forget as well, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. Let's talk about consolidating assets. And this one sounds simple enough, but I think sometimes, and CG, I know you in the past have pointed this out, is people sometimes misunderstand what consolidation means, and when you're consolidating your assets, what are we actually talking about?
Yeah, that's a good question, Sean. And John kind of led us right into this with consolidating of assets. So what we talk about with consolidation is just making sure we understand where all of the IRAs are. And most likely, we could probably roll them into one IRA, because the IRA, if you think about, the IRA is just a wrapper in that it's tax-deferred money. So we can combine multiple IRAs into one IRA, and that way we can make sure that the strategy makes sense for that individual. And then also, you know, people get worried about, you hear us talking about diversification all the time, and diversification with your investments, but diversification doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have three and four different advisors. So as long as you have one advisor that has a good strategy in place and uses multiple different investments, that's diversification. So, like I said, don't think that it's getting all your eggs in one basket with one advisor is necessarily a bad thing. So, and like John said, he had a couple different IRAs out there. We see that all the time with people, or maybe they even have old pensions from somewhere that they worked 15 years ago when they forgot about it and didn't realize they were entitled to it. So we want to get all this stuff under control as we're getting into retirement, so that way we can paint the clearest picture of what your retirement's actually going to look like. like.
And finally, let's talk a little bit about estate planning. This is one I think we've actually, I was going to say, we can spend a whole show talking about estate planning. And I was going to say, I think we may actually have a podcast where we do talk about that. Of course, you can go to klossfinancial.com and check out some of those previous podcasts. But let's talk a little bit quickly about estate planning.
Yeah, so this is kind of the final piece we had on the list. Again, what we're talking through today are things you should do before you retire. Mm-hmm. And estate planning, meaning getting your will and or your trust and powers of attorney in order, is just critical. My gosh, folks, I can't tell you the number of people that I meet with who come in and are, you know, are either retired or will be retiring soon who have never done a basic will. And here's the good news. The state of Wisconsin has written one for you. The bad news is it doesn't say what you want it to. And I mean that. They have. There's a pre-written default estate plan for those who die without a will. But do yourself a favor. Don't let the state of Wisconsin determine where your money should go. That's going to be up to you.
You worked hard. You want to make sure that you get every benefit and that everybody that you want to help with your retirement and that estate, you definitely want to make sure everything's in a row. And the state may not know you well enough to say, here's
probably
the
not.
Perfect one. He's CJ Claus. Also, he is Kyle Kite. They join us this week from Claus Financial. Don't forget about the website, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Time now for the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I will ask you the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Claus Financial office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win that $25 gift card from Macy's. This week's Claus Quiz Question of the Week is this. If I retire prior to the age of 65, what is the average cost of health insurance per month for an individual here in the United States? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer wins a $25 gift certificate. Don't forget as well that telephone number, that first appointment at Claus Financial, not going to cost you a penny to kick the tires. Again, the number 442-5637. The website, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Kyle, CJ, you guys have a great week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Claus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Claus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Claus Financial.